Coming at you from the AO Studios, it's the Fade Route with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Powered by Riverside FM.
Welcome everybody to a very special edition of the with DNZ. I am Z, and the time for talking is over. The Yankees and the Dodgers, a classic matchup, the 12th time in history. Who is going to come out on top? We got Shohei Ohtani, we got Aaron Judge, we got Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Juan Soto, Giancarlo Stanton. The lights are on bright. The stars come out. Who is it going to be in the end? Who will be left standing? Who will be the champion? There can be only one, like Helen. Who will be the only one when the dust is settled, when the smoke is cleared? Who and in how many games will it be?
Wow, what a star-studded World Series. I don't think Rob Manfred could have drew it up any better. Superman versus Batman, right? That's basically what you have here. Legacies on the line, potentially. Lakers versus Celtics. Got it all. I just hope I'm not disappointed in this series. I feel like I'm getting set up for, like, Padres, Yankees, I think in 1998, which was just a terrible, terrible failure. I really thought the Padres were to beat them, and they didn't even get a game. I'm hoping the Dodgers win, but I give the edge to the Yankees. I would say Yankees in six. Giancarlo Stanton is the MVP. And the only reason why I say that is because the Yankees do have some pitching. The Dodgers don't have any pitching. I do think it's harder to pitch to the Dodger lineup, but Freddie Freeman's hurt. You know, it's not the same. And right now, Giancarlo Stanton is hot. So unless he somehow cools off or doesn't play to his with the way he's been playing, you know, I could see Judge and Juan Soto, who's probably one of the best players in Major League Baseball, doing well, and the Yankees taking care of it and winning in LA.
Were you just at the dinner table with me? Because I literally just said the exact same thing about Giancarlo Stanton. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Folks, this was not planned. This was not planned at all. I see Giancarlo Stanton finally fulfilling his destiny as a Yankee. And taking home the MVP, raising that World Series trophy, and possibly tearing a muscle. He's from LA.
He's from LA too.
He is. He's from Southern Cal. But
It's just set up for him to do this. It's storybook-esque, you know. I mean, he's always completely. It was all down to him being the X factor. He's the X factor. He's the wild card. I mean, when he's on...
This is the guy that the Yankees have been waiting for 7 years for. This is the guy that they've been waiting.
The Marlins traded.
Shit. Yeah. Like this. Yeah. Exactly. Like This is finally the guy.
Derek Jeter wanted him to be when he traded him to the Yankees.
Right.
This is all part of an elaborate plan for Jeter to get another ring.
This is Project Wolverine, baby. Project Wolverine is finally. Project Wolverine.
I like that.
It's finally coming together. But, you know, in all seriousness, I like the Yankees too. I like Yankees in seven. And it's not because I'm a bitter Met fan. I think that if you have Gerrit Cole, you got the X factor, right? Like Rob Adams mentioned it. You got him going 1-4-7. I think you're in a good spot.
I think we're gonna find out tonight.
He's gonna set the tone.
He's gonna set the tone. If he gets lit up tonight, then he's gonna get lit up in four and lit up in seven. Like, there's no you know.
Right.
He's got to do this. He's got to do this in LA. It's not easy. Their lineup is not easy, but they're also paying him $40 million a year. So
this is why they got him. This is why
I don't give a shit if it's easy. Go pitch a shutout in the playoffs because you haven't fucking done that yet.
Yeah. This is the time. If you are who you say you are, now's the time to show up. But that's for Judge. That's for Soto. That's for Stanton. That's for Glaber. That's for Rizzo. And on the other side, it's for Otani. It's for Bet. It's for Freeman. Now, we've seen that before. Otani has, we haven't seen it yet from him, but Freeman has ring. He's got, he's there. He did it. Bet has done it. Like, Juan Soto has done it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the other guys have, the guys that have pelts on the wall have pelts on the wall. It's now time for the other guys
thing I'll say, the only thing I'll say is I give Judge a pass. I think he'll be back. I don't think this is it for him. This might be it for Cole if he underperforms, but I think Aaron Judge will get more cracks at writing his history as a baseball player in the postseason. I think it's, you know, Betts and Freeman have done it already, right? We know what they are. Otani, too, I think he'll get more chances, especially when he comes back and he pitches next year. So I think this is really for Stanton, and I think it's for Cole, really. Those are the guys that this is their chance, because I think everybody else is going to get another try, another shot. But we know what everybody else is, you know? Those are the two guys that I'm really looking at in this series is how do they handle this? Because, you know, big expectations for Cole. And Stanton is like, dude, you're healthy. You're here. You're a monster in the postseason. You've been a monster in the postseason. You're the hottest hitter on the best team in Major League Baseball. Have at it, Haas.
I gotta say, it cuts both ways, too, because the Dodgers just invested $1 billion in Otani and Yamamoto.
But Otani will be back, though. Otani, like, we're going to see him again. But we don't know if we're going to see Stanton again, right? Because he usually is hurt, and he usually doesn't play to his potential, right? Like, we don't know. Like, I just don't think we know. Like, I know Otani's going to be back, at least in the postseason. If not the World Series, and he's going to be pitching.
You don't know that.
He's going to be pitching next year. The Dodgers aren't going away. They're probably going to get Juan Soto next year. He's another guy where we know. We know what he is. He's already an MVP. And so he doesn't have anything to prove. And he can build on what he is, you know? But Cole and Stanton have a chance to make a statement. This could be their moment.
It definitely is. But there's a lot riding on this on both sides. You know, the Dodgers need to prove that this experiment of throwing obscene amounts of money at the problem is working, right? It's like the fuck them picks thing with the Rams. You have to justify the experiment. You have to justify
they won 2 years ago. But they just won. The Yankees haven't been there in 14 years. 15 years.
But here's the thing with the Dodgers. Hear me out. Everybody and their mother who's not like who's kind of either a casual fan or somebody who just kind of just wants to take the Dodgers down a peg, right? They reference the COVID year. 60 games playing in front of nobody. And you know what? This is important. They did play in front of nobody. They did only play 60 games.
But this team is flawed. I mean, this team doesn't have any starting pitching, man. Their guys aren't even healthy.
All of them are on the shelf.
Freeman's hurt. Freeman's playing on one leg. They said all he could do is really hit singles, and they still bat him second and third. You know, the Yankees
hitting, at
the
hitting singles for him is because he got a run. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's hurt. Move.
That's what I'm saying. If like you're not getting the best version of this Dodger team that they paid for, right? Like Walker Buehler's still trying to figure out how to come back from two Tommy John surgeries. Kershaw can't pitch. They don't have it this year.
Glasnow's out.
Glasnow's out. Like, you know, their B effort got them the best record in the National League, but over in the American League, the Yankees had the best record in Major League Baseball. Their stars are all healthy and playing. Their two pitchers that they paid to be here are playing and they're here. Their problem is their bullpen and their closer, right? That's what they're dealing with. But they didn't invest money in those areas, you know? So they know that that's problem. Their flaws. Yeah. Well, so no, what's the other Yankee, dude that's pitching Yankees? For them? Somebody else is there. Weaver.
But Weaver has been steady, except for that one moment with Big Christmas. So outside of that, he's been fine. Holmes, you remove him from the closer role. You slot him back 7-8. Maybe, just maybe, he won't shit the bed. Right? That's what you're kind of hoping for. For me, highly unlikely, but hey, stranger things have happened. Right? Ramiro Mendoza was a clutch player for the Yankees.
Oh, but right? He always was.
But similar Clay, guy.
Clay Sim- has never. What's the
but
other dude?
Similar
Clark
guy,
Schmidt?
Man.
Schmidt? Schmidt's oh, the other Clark? Guy?
Schmidt's going to be. I mean, here's the question I have with that. You invoked Schmidt. The Yankees are carrying Nestor Cortez. What role is he playing? Like, is if Nestor Cortez starts a game in the World Series, I'm concerned. Right? We just came off of Kodai Senga,
right?
His
job is to get the live chicken.
What the hell are you?
He ain't pitching.
God damn it.
He ain't pitching.
No, there's no way. No way. But back to the Ramiro Mendoza, Clay Holmes thing. Same thing. Sinker ball, pitch to contact. That's what Ramiro Mendoza was all about. Sinker, slider, hit the ball on the ground. So if they could somehow channel Ramiro Mendoza into Clay Holmes, they might have something here. For me,
there's gonna
have
to be
like
some
Tommy
kind of ritual that goes on to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, that's where the live chicken comes in. That's where Nestor gets the live chicken. Like, that, you know, that's what's going down. But right. For me, I'm looking at the Yankees don't have any lefties, right? They don't have any lefties worth their salt. You have Tim Mesa, you have Tim Hill. I don't really, the two Tim,
who?
I don't see them neutralizing show exactly. Tim Hill and Tim Mesa. If you just kind of know who they are, I'm not surprised. But those are the guys who are going to be tasked with getting Ohtani out. Ugh, I don't know, man. Yeah. For me, if I'm Aaron Boone, I'm going with Tommy Kahnle. That changeup, that soft away. If he can avoid the middle of the plate, Ohtani's going to have a problem with that. Ohtani's going to have a problem with that soft away. So I'm looking at Tommy Kahnle versus Ohtani. That's me if I'm Aaron Boone. But yeah, now you got me thinking because we're both on Giancarlo Stanton. I got to find somebody else. You know, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but if Gleyber Torres has his head out of his ass, this would be the time, right? This would be the time for him to show up and announce his presence with
the board. I could get on board with that too. Sure.
So, you know, fine. You took Giancarlo Stanton. I'm going to say Gleyber Torres. Like, there we go. Gleyber Torres for MVP.
No, it's fair. It's fair. And he had a good end of the season. His September and late August were good. He was hitting the ball. He hasn't made any errors. Just shocking for him.
So now, hopefully we didn't just put the Maloika on him.
No, but there's going to be softball scores, man. Like Cole couldn't go more than four innings against the Indians, dude. I mean, what are we thinking he's going to do against the Dodgers?
That third time through the order shit is so prevalent in baseball, it's not even funny. But you mentioned
really
it,
struggling.
The Yankees, that soft underbelly is the bullpen.
But he was struggling. He couldn't get the Indians out. He was really having trouble. I mean, I'm sorry,
The Guardians.
Yeah. He was having trouble getting
them
out.
He was having trouble with Taylor and May, and Billy Mays Hay. You know, but for him, he's really got to lock it in. This is his Roger Clemens moment. You know, tonight we're gonna look at that. We're gonna see it. If Roger Clemens was too amped up, he was done in two innings, and we saw that. Like he was a problem. But when Roger Clemens was locked in, forget it, man. You're looking at 7-8 shutout innings. And I'm wondering for Gerrit Cole, he's got the stuff to pound the zone. Can he do what the New York Mets could not? and pound the fucking zone against the Dodgers. Can he do that? Rodon? Absolutely, he cannot. He's got that looping slider. He's going to walk the ballpark. I'm throwing out there right now. Like, Nestor Cortez, that Louis Tion shit is not going to work. Like, I'm looking at, for starters, give me Luis Gil, give me Gerrit Cole. I like what I see from them. Even Schmidt. Like, even Schmidt. Schmidt would be a distant third. But Rodon, unless he can lock it in, that can be a fucking nightmare. And so is Nestor Cortez. I mean, that's the equivalent of a bullpen game. So, and you mentioned...
Which the Dodgers the bullpen, are not shy right, about. They'll do that. They have no problem going to a bullpen.
No, but Evan Phillips...
Game.
Their best pitcher is off the roster, though. He's hurt. Evan Phillips is their best reliever. He's out. So who's going to step up in his stead? Is it going to be Ryan Brazier? Blake Treinen was very good. They added Alex. Like, he was good. He was good. Like, he's been their closer. He's been better of late. And when he was with the Nats, he was one of the high leverage guys. So Alex Vesia is back. Is he going to be able to neutralize Soto? Is he going to be able to, you know, is he going to be able to handle Jazz? Because he's more than, I mean, he is a good reliever. He's a good lefty reliever. So we're going to see. The other thing that scares me, what the Dodgers do and what the Yankees don't do well, the Dodgers run the bases well, and the Dodgers also field very well. The Yankees are very spotty with both. And if they have brain farts on the base pads, and if they start kicking the ball around, it's going to be a very short series. Because the Dodgers don't beat themselves. They never beat themselves. You may beat them. You may beat them. They ain't going to beat themselves. But I think the Yankees have enough to do it. They just need to stick with their game plan. What that game plan is, that's really up to Fishman. Because I don't know if Aaron Boone is going to be able to execute. Because the Dodgers have the better manager. Would you agree that Dave Roberts is a better manager than Aaron Boone?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't hate Aaron Boone. I think Boone just does what he's told to do. You know, that's all.
Right. Do you need a guy with that instinct, though? Like, in this moment, you can't really rely on the book. Mm-hmm. You got to do something that's kind of unexpected. Whether it's lay down a bunt, hit and run, take the extra base, you're going to have to manage with your balls. You're going to have to do that. Like, at some point, you're going to have to make a gut decision. And I trust Dave Roberts a lot more than I do Aaron Boone. But I trust, you know, I trust that. Because Dave Roberts has done it. But we're both on record. Yankees win. Take that for what it's worth. We both have the Yankees here, folks. D in 6, me in 7. What do you got? Hit us up. FadeRoutMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG. Fade Route Podcast. Drop us a line on X at Fade Route DNZ. Hit that. Feet up. Get a nice cold one. And enjoy the series. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.